one with the technologically advanced wave moisture control units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report for Wednesday. It is less than 2 weeks now to Election Day. Everybody's putting their votes. I'm putting mine in early today, along with my wife. And, of course, you know we're voting for the Dragon Slayer, Donald Trump. And all the way from Germany, we have Harley Schlanger with an input from what's going on in European news, Middle Eastern news, and worldwide news, and solutions from the LaRouche Foundation. Welcome back, Harley.
Hi, Dr. Bill. How are you doing?
Good. So what's the European news, the situation with Deutsche Bank, what's going on with Syria, what's actually happening in Europe?
Well, there's an interesting development which shows you how fragile the overall situation is. The region of Belgium called Wallonia, where the Walloon majority lives, voted against the Canadian-European Free Trade Agreement. And that means that the Canadian-European Free Trade Agreement is canceled. Because
wow.
You have to have every part, every voting part of the EU accept it for it to pass. This has led to total panic because
right.
This is considered a stalking horse for the TTIP,
right.
The U.S.-European Trade Agreement. And Obama and others, Obama's trade minister, called into Wallonia, and the Speaker of the Parliament there said, "Why are you calling us? We represent the people of Wallonia, not the American presidency."
Right.
And so now we're seeing this rebellion that began with the creation of the BRICS, the Russians and the Chinese and the Indians and others. It spread to countries like the Philippines and now into Europe.
Wow.
Where a small section of Belgium cast the vote against the free trade agreement. The parliament upheld that referendum, and so now the free trade agreement is probably dead, even though Prime Minister Trudeau arrived in Europe today for a signing ceremony tomorrow, which won't take place.
Wow.
So I think this is a sign of the breaks that are occurring. Now, the other significant break was that the U.S. and the British tried to impose on the EU last week at the foreign ministers meeting an expansion and extension of sanctions against Russia for the activity in Aleppo. And this was opposed by Renzi, the prime minister of Italy, who was joined by the Spanish government, by the Austrian government, and several others. So the sanction issue was tabled. Now, the German foreign minister Steinmeier then came out and said the sanctions don't work and they're a wrong policy. So what happens? Well, a Russian ship is going to be refueled at a Spanish port next to the British port in Gibraltar.
Right.
And NATO put so much pressure on Spain that the Spanish government finally capitulated and agreed not to let the Russians come to refuel.
You're kidding.
Now
that's kind of dangerous, isn't it? Those are kind of pre-war moves, aren't they?
Well, they are. And very much like the U.S., Ash Carter sending another American vessel very close to what are recognized as Chinese islands in the South China Sea. So there's one provocation after another. Meanwhile, the Russians are continuing to tighten their hold on the rebels in East Aleppo. And you see the irony, I think we talked about this over the weekend, that when the U.S. kills civilians in Mosul, it's because the terrorists are using the civilians as a shield.
Right.
When the Russians kill civilians in Aleppo, it's because the Russians are committing war crimes.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with the fact that Al-Qaeda is not allowing people to leave the country. The Russians twice now have had ceasefires to open up a lane for civilians to leave. And twice the Islamic jihadists of al-Nusra, who are being supported by President Obama, shelled the civilians as they were leaving, killing at least 30 on one occasion, and violating the ceasefire.
Wow.
And so it's the Russians who are supposedly committing the war crimes.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to, it's crazy logic. It's like the logic of the current election cycle with Hillary Clinton.
Well, and then you have the latest with Hillary. The discussion inside the Hillary camp is that they're going to have a hardline military posture towards Russia, including no-fly zone in Syria, including new sanctions on Ukraine, where the Ukrainian government is shelling into eastern Ukraine, where the Russian, the ethnic Russians live in eastern Ukraine. And Putin has met with Hollande, France, he's met with Merkel, and they've called for a commitment to the Minsk agreement. Now, the most important thing in the Minsk agreement is that the Ukrainian government is supposed to change the constitution to allow for more autonomy in eastern Ukraine. They refuse to do it. So the one part of the agreement that's not being carried out is being rejected by the Ukrainian government, which is supported by the West.
Yeah. The logic is beyond ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, there's no logic except the truth, which is war. Now, since we spoke last, the other thing that's really blown up in Obama's face, I don't know if you saw this, he went to Miami about a week ago, and he said, I don't know what all the fuss is about. The Affordable Care Act has done absolutely everything it was supposed to do. Well, that's why there's a fuss, because what it was supposed to do is impose austerity measures on health care, price people out of the market, destroy hospitals, wreck the medical profession,
right,
and increase the costs for people to buy into the so-called government-backed health insurance, which is not, you know, it's the government subsidies are basically giveaways to insurance companies who are selling insurance policies this year that are 20 to 70% marked up.
Oh, they're more than that. In Arizona, it's 116%. And the average, they say, is 25, but I've seen many of the swing states, it's over 50%.
Well, Oklahoma is 60%.
Yeah.
But the other thing that we don't know yet is what about the states where there's only one provider left because the others pulled out?
Arizona's 116%. Yeah. So a 27-year-old went from $194 to $325 in 1 month.
Now, the Democratic governor of Minnesota, Mark Dayton, said the Affordable Care Act is not affordable. And Bill Clinton, as you know, said it's a crazy scheme. But
right.
Obama said it's working. Now, what's working? We saw this in
what's
the,
working is his narcissism is working.
Well, of course, but what's really working is that we saw in the WikiLeaks dump of the WikiLeaks, or the memo sent rather from Sidney Blumenthal, the consigliere for Hillary.
Yeah, consigliere, that's a good one.
What Sidney said in one of these is that LaRouche people are challenging Obama on the Affordable Care Act, and then he submitted an entire article by his son, Max Blumenthal, which said that the original concept of death panels, it was picked up by Palin and others, came from LaRouche, And Max Blumenthal wrote that LaRouche is comparing this to the Nazi T4 policy, which is true. We did say that.
Yeah, you guys did. We talked about that years ago, didn't we?
Yeah. Then Max Blumenthal wrote, it's as though they believe that you're going to euthanize grandma and carry out mass genocide.
That's what precisely we're doing. It's the death panels are postnatal abortion, period.
Exactly.
Plus, 86% can't even afford the copays. The deductibles, in some cases, are size 14,000, which means you're self-insured until you finally reach the deductible limit for drugs. So if you're taking care of your senior mom and dad and your deductible's 14,000, you're self-insured to pay for these drugs. And if you can't pay for a procedure, even one that I don't necessarily think is going to be the best procedure, it might save your life, and you can't afford it. You either lose your home or you can't do it.
Well, and the other thing on this, Dr. Bill, which is really criminal, is that the raising of the deductibles is on people who can least afford it.
Exactly.
So you have people who need the subsidy from the government, which means the government may be giving $400 or $500 a month in your name to the insurance company. And then the insurance company is writing a policy where maybe you pay $300 a month.
Right.
But then if you get sick, you have to pay between $7,000 and $12,000 out of pocket before the insurance policy comes in. How can you afford that if you couldn't afford the insurance in the first place?
Well, that's the whole purpose. It's a form of eugenics. But remember now, Ezekiel Emanuel was involved. That's why we changed his name from Ezekiel to Ezekiel, because this policy was designed to prop up big, not only insurance companies, but these companies were speculating with derivatives money. And this is the real thing that you've highlighted last week, is that the derivatives market is behind the explosion, and this extra cash that they got wasn't to provide better health care. It's deteriorating. Or it's better. It's to speculate with this derivatives money and all kinds of other markets. And as that blows up, all these insurance carriers are going to go bankrupt.
Well, they need to. The reason they're raising the premiums is because even with the subsidies, they can't cover their derivatives obligations.
Exactly.
But here's the other thing. The other thing that Max Blumenthal in this article wrote, and this is the crucial thing. He said Obama never recovered from LaRouche's attacks on him.
Oh, you're kidding.
Now, what does this mean? It means that inside the Obama team, they're infuriated, not at Sarah Palin, who they'll attack publicly, but at Lyndon LaRouche, who they won't attack publicly, but who they're doing everything they can to suppress.
Now, why won't they attack him publicly? Is it because he's been through multiple generations giving solutions and they even put him in jail over it? What's the real reason?
Well, if you attack Sarah Palin, who does say a lot of crazy things in between saying some good things, you can get away with it with liberals. If you attack LaRouche, who's known for being straightforward and honest when it comes to going after Wall Street, you risk making him a cause celeb for people who otherwise would support a much lesser figure like Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
So you keep LaRouche out of it and focus instead on Sarah Palin. And you can say, oh, this is crazy, death panels. But LaRouche has a record for identifying the Bush family, for example, as being the contributors to Hitler in the 1930s.
Oh, yeah.
He has a record for identifying George Herbert Walker Bush as Rubbers Bush for his role in promoting not just birth control, but abortion in throughout the world.
Yeah,
when he was in the Congress. And Rubbers Bush, George H.W. Bush, brought in people who were arguing for eugenics against so-called defectives. In the 1964 Congress, there was a debate over, what's it called, Head Start. And they brought in speakers who openly said, defectives won't be improved even if you give them early education. So it's a waste of money. And that was organized by George Herbert Walker Bush doing his imitation, his cheap man's imitation of Adolf Hitler.
Oh, my.
So LaRouche is known for having put his finger on this Nazi orientation of this banker elite in this country.
Wow.
And so better not bring it up. But privately, we're told that Obama continues to this day to stew whenever death panels are brought up and to curse LaRouche.
You got to understand, even in the Illinois legislature, he supported late-term abortion just like Hillary did during the third debate. 93% of even abortionists who do first trimester abortions don't support abortion right up to the moment of delivery. Did you know that? That's how bizarre this is that both Obama and Hillary support late-term abortion, but they also support postnatal abortions. In fact, Obama actually railed in the Illinois legislature. He believed that if their child was defective genetically or had other problems, that they had the right to actually do postnatal abortion, even up to 1 to 2 years.
Well, now he's doing it especially for people over 65.
There you go.
The Obama team has been trying to figure out how to privatize Social Security, and they've put together a grouping centered around the CEO of BlackRock equity company, hedge fund company.
Right.
And this guy at BlackRock is a leading contributor to Hillary, and he's considered a possible Treasury secretary under Hillary. I forget his name right now. But he's written a proposal that Hillary is favorable towards, which would be for the total privatization of Social Security by creating this mechanism that would allow people to hire hedge funds to handle their retirement.
Well, you know what it is the hedge funds want to get at that $8 to $12 trillion
in
retirement money. They want the money. They want access to that $12 trillion of money that people have.
Bill, here's the trick they're using. They're going to the government saying that instead of the 3% management fund that we usually charge, we'll only charge 1.5%. But that's to get the foot in the door. Once they get the foot in the door,
oh, yeah,
you're offered the same kind of thing with healthcare, bronze, silver, and gold package. The bronze package, you lose everything. The silver package, you end up with maybe what you put in. And the gold package, which you'll never get,
right,
supposedly you make money. But the cost for these things will go up, so it's a trick. And this is the kind of thing that Hillary is preparing in the name of saving Social Security. Now, you remember how Democrats correctly reacted when George W. Bush brought in some spinmeisters to say how, actually George Shultz and others, how privatization would save Social Security. And at that point, even the Republicans were hesitant to do it. Now we've got the supposedly progressive liberal Democrat, Hillary Clinton, leading the charge to turn Social Security over to the most predatory looters on Wall Street.
Well, yeah, that's everything will be up for sale. I mean, the real issue is if Hillary becomes president, it just won't be the State Department to pay for play. It'll be the entire government, and everything it does, everything it is up for sale.
And what LaRouche said is that we have to really highlight the fact that everything Obama has done, his so-called legacy, is collapsing. His anti-terror fight has been exposed as a fraud by the Russians and the Syrian government. His Asia pivot, even the Washington Post had an editorial yesterday titled, "Pivot to What?" Because the Asia pivot depended on having governments like Vietnam and the Philippines join the U.S. march against China.
Right.
The Philippines jumped to the other side, and the Vietnamese are now meeting with the Chinese. The Japanese are having an extensive discussion with Russia. Duterte of the Philippines, after meeting in China, is now in Japan talking to Japan about investing in the Philippines. And Duterte said, look, if something happens to me, the blood will be on Obama's hands.
Right.
Now, let me make an
extension. Well, you know that Duterte wants to keep Philippines into the American orbit and will do anything, including with Hillary there. I call her Hillary Rotten Clinton. She will do something bad to Duterte if he doesn't cooperate.
Well, what I was just going to say is that the blood will be on Hillary's hands if she's president and something happens to Duterte. What
right.
Duterte said is, look, we're not anti-American. We don't want the Americans to treat us as though we're still colonial puppets.
Right.
And he met with President Xi of China, and he said he treated me as an equal.
Of course, they want to make out. They want to work out a financial deal, so China and the Philippines will co-develop the resources there. How could it be simpler?
Obama treat as an equal.
No, yeah, well, Obama basically is a
count to Bill is the Queen of England.
Yeah,
that's the only one Obama considers his equal or superior.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, or the King of Saudi Arabia, maybe.
I think he considers him a little brother.
Yeah, a little brother, maybe. You might be right. How obscene. How ridiculous. If the dragon slayer Donald Trump gets in there, he's got a lot of dragons, as they say, when he drains the swamp to get rid of.
We all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Pretty serious information that's going on here. Blackstone Group are the ones doubly insured with the Port Authority of New York and Silverstein. I think they put in something like $20-some million, and they got $4.5 billion out. It actually funded the Aria complex in Las Vegas, was paid for by the Blackstone Group money. And if you're saying that she's going to appoint the current Blackstone director, whoa! And then you also mentioned another individual is going to be appointed that's a neocon. And that, what's that individual's name that she wants to appoint to another part of her cabinet?
Well, someone who's very close to Ash Carter is named Michelle Flournoy.
Flournoy,
she's
okay.
A career defense department. She goes in and out of think tanks. But she was the person who actually drafted the initial proposal for a no-fly zone over Syria.
Right.
And wow. People, well, Hillary says she wants a no-fly zone, but she's just trying to sound tough. That's nonsense. She intends to go in and push the envelope against Russia, with the idea being that the Russians have to be told from the very beginning of a Clinton administration, if we're unlucky enough for her to win, that they are going to face an America armed to the teeth and committed to war if they don't submit. And Obama tried to do that, and Putin basically said, you couldn't be that crazy, and in the meantime, we're going to be outflanking you every step you take.
Right.
Now, Hillary is not going to be able to outflank Putin.
No.
So the question is...
Well, you saw that with the Russian reset, right?
Well, the Russian reset is one of the biggest jokes ever.
That is ridiculous.
The reset was that you spread every rumor you can about Putin. You know, one of the rumors that was recently picked up and Russia Today was reporting is the rumor that Putin's losing interest in the presidency. He's tired. He's got his eye on a young woman. He's been worn out. He's doing too much. He doesn't want to keep doing this. And someone asked Putin about it at a press conference, and he started laughing, and he said, who is this young woman? Maybe I should be looking at her.
Oh, God.
And then,
they're outdoing Comedy Central, aren't they?
Well, the other thing they're saying about Putin is that he has a messianic complex, that the KGB and communism fell, and he became a new messianic thinker in the Russian Orthodox Church. Now, the problem is the Russian Orthodox Church does not really have a messianic view in the sense that it thinks there's going to be an end time. What it believes is that the Russian Orthodox Church is the true Christian church. But the Russians have always oriented toward, in the first millennium, toward Byzantium, Constantinople. And then later on, they were open to the moves by Cardinal Nicholas of Cusa with the Council of Florence in the 1430s, which tried to unify all of Christianity. So the Russian Orthodox Church... is known mainly as a defender of Mother Russia.
Right. In fact, they see the Red Square, which we associate with communism, as actually the center for the Russian Orthodox Church is bringing back Christianity to the world. In fact, the prophecies go back with Russian Orthodox monks that go back 500 years about this happening. And in fact, a lot of the events that they prophesied are starting to happen right now. We see if Russia wasn't led by a non-vodka-drinking Russian Orthodox leader, we probably would have already been destroyed. We probably would have had an EMP attack. We probably would have had other horrifying things happen. It's only his statesmanship and decency that have restrained things from going completely haywire already.
Well, now there are reports that at the last meeting Putin had with Merkel, that Merkel came out afterwards sounding very tough. Well, we told the Russians that if they keep this up, there'll be new sanctions. But privately, what Merkel said to Putin is that we've got to work on the next American administration, and we need you to be open to what we're saying, but don't react if I sound harsh. So that the Germans are beginning to
Why is she trying to put this harsh face on? Because she's losing power in Germany because of this harsh face, and they're losing business, and she's losing votes. I mean,
I didn't say she's smart. I'm just saying that's what she's doing.
That's what she's doing, yeah. Just, in other words, she's not intelligent. This is not a good strategy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stuff. stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, and Harley, let's continue on these major issues, because I think people really don't grasp just how desperately late the hours and how dangerous things are, do they?
Let me give a couple of examples. One is the foreign minister of Germany, Frank Steinmeier,
right,
was on one of the Sunday talk shows on television in Germany, and he was asked, is there a danger of a new Cold War? And he said, we're far beyond that. There's a danger of a new hot war, and it's much more likely than anybody is willing to think. Now, that's the foreign minister. That's the equivalent of the Secretary of State.
Now, Steinmeier is a minister for Germany, or?
He's in Germany. He's the foreign minister of Germany, but he's also the number two man in the Social Democratic Party, which is in a coalition with Merkel.
Now, I'm at a distance, so I'm just trying to put pieces together. What are the elements that Steinmeier thinks are the reason why it's more dangerous, say, in the Cuban Missile Crisis or the Suez Canal in the 50s? Why he's does he think, what are the elements of that?
He's saying the NATO buildup and the commitment of the United States to a new generation of nuclear weapons. And there's some new news on this also. The UN General Assembly was going to take up a resolution that the world should work to put an end to nuclear weapons, which, remember, Obama said that would be the main mission of his presidency. You know which country refused to be a part of that?
The United States.
Obama's United States.
Yeah.
Because for us, nuclear war has to be an option on the table. And so that's what Steinmeier's talking about. Now, the second point on how immediate the situation is has to do with a conference that the LaRouche Organization and the Schiller Institute had in Essen, Germany last Friday, where one of the speakers was the deputy chairman or deputy director of the Chinese embassy in Berlin. That is the number two man in China's embassy in Germany. He spoke on the Silk Road and the importance of the Silk Road, but in the Q&A, the discussion session, he said that the policy of the United States, the Asia pivot, is forcing the Chinese to spend more money on defense. And he said this is regrettable because we wish to put our money into new technologies in transportation, in power, and so on. But the U.S. is forcing us to put more money into defense.
Well, let me throw something in here that hasn't been discussed before either on this show or elsewise, but it's classified. America started back at the time of Ronald Reagan to develop the Star Wars program. And I talked to a four-star general on July 10th, 1994, who specifically recounted in great detail over an hour the conversation and the words said, which, by the way, refers back to Lyndon LaRouche, because Lyndon LaRouche thought there should be collaboration between Russia and America. And at the time, Gorbachev was sitting in this dinner in Washington, D.C., and this four-star general was between Ronald Reagan and Gorbachev. The fact is that there is a three-level anti-missile system that is not complete, but if it was complete, it would make America completely impervious to nuclear attack or missile attack with chemical, biological, nuclear weapons. Now, if they funded it enough and sped it up enough, say, in the next decade, it would mean that America would be the prescient power and no one could ever touch us or our allies. And in fact, we could at will destroy any nation on earth, and there's nothing they could do to stop us. And the problem is that people don't understand this policy if you have a hawk like Hillary Clinton, because Obama basically announced in the spring the missile defense system, which basically is inadequately funded. Three levels. Theater air defense, which, by the way, when we deployed it along the border with Russia and Poland, it freaked out the Russians. Then we have this plasma interferometry and satellite systems that can scramble the missile guidance systems. And finally, the most deadly are Tesla weapons that can literally vaporize a missile in space at the speed of light. The danger is if they actually fully develop the system, which will cost many trillions of dollars, it will actually make America completely defended so that they can then, without any ability of any nation to defend itself, completely destroy them. And this is what's really dangerous. You see, before we had what's called mutual assured destruction, this will mean that America cannot be touched. And at a future date, say 10 years from now, if they do decide to fund it, say under Hillary government, we could have a situation where we can basically, you know, openly or behind closed doors say, look, you can't defend yourself, China, Russia. You have to go with our financial or other plans, or we'll just annihilate you. And I don't think people understand how dangerous this policy is. Like right now, the Canadians are actually deploying along the Polish-Russian border. NATO is doing this. This is really scary stuff. And right now, at the moment, America does not have a Department of Defense. We have a Department of Offense. There's no underground shelters. I get more emails about this topic than anything else in the last few weeks, asking, well, where do we go if there's a nuclear exchange, or can they knock out our power grid? Of course, they can hack in, or they can hit with an EMP weapon. So,
let me just interject.
Yeah, please continue.
I just want to interject an important point on this. For those people who think, well, Ronald Reagan, he was tough, he was prepared to deal with this. Reagan was the one who went to the Russians and said, we should share these technologies so no one could use them. And
right.
The person Reagan brought in to negotiate with the Russians was Lyndon LaRouche.
Right.
LaRouche was given a high-level clearance and sworn in through the National Security Agency in 1981-82.
Right.
And he was in negotiations with several top Russian officials. They reported back to him, which LaRouche reported back to the Reagan administration, that at the time, Yuri Andropov was the Russian leader.
Right.
Andropov was a very bad character.
Oh, yeah. This is evil incarnate. He's like up there with Hillary Clinton in terms of evil.
Yeah. And what Andropov said is, we agree the system would work. We agree that the only way to do it would be to share it.
Right.
But we don't want to do it because we think that it would give the United States too great an advantage. And what Andropov was referring to is the fact that at that point, the Russians were using their anti-nuclear networks in France and Germany to try to break up NATO and to use an atomic biological chemical attack into Western Europe, which was called the Ogarkov Doctrine. And Andropov thought there was a 2 or 3 year period in which they could do that and actually win. When Andropov died, Gorbachev was a little freaked out about that, and when he met with Reagan, while he did not go along fully with the SDI, he was willing to talk about it. And what most conservatives don't realize is that Reagan was not trying to bring down Russia through nuclear war or nuclear weapons. Reagan actually wanted a real detente,
right,
one that could protect all nations. And that's what LaRouche was negotiating on his behalf with the Russians.
Right. In fact, this system, fully operational with the great powers of America, Russia, and now China, would make sure that little sawed-off nations that would get missile systems like North Korea couldn't deliver a nuclear, biological, or chemical weapon. And people have to understand this. If the great powers collaborated, it would end not only nuclear war, but scalar war, biological war, because a lot of these war weapons that are biological, they call those poor man's nuke, could be delivered by a missile and cause devastation. You could have missiles deploy over a city and come down. You wouldn't even know it's raining biological weapons until everybody starts to drop dead.
Well, it would also eliminate the danger of proxy wars because you wouldn't be doing things covertly. You'd be cooperating overtly. You know, the other point on this
right.
is that this is why Obama is so hostile to the Chinese offer of U.S. participation in the Silk Road. The Chinese have repeatedly said, we would open the door for you to join the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank to participate in funding some of these projects. Like one that the Chinese are moving very aggressively to complete has to do with Malaysia. And Malaysia has a lot of overseas Chinese, but it's also had a rocky relationship back and forth with China. But the Malaysians said, we don't know whether we can fully trust you when you say you have our interests at heart. So the Chinese made a proposal for a rail system from the southern islands of Malaysia all the way up to the northern border. And the Malaysians said, well, how is this going to help us? It's going to help you with trade, but what's the benefit for us? The Chinese said, how about if we build a locomotive factory for you?
Right.
That you can build and operate and hire Malaysians to produce these engines.
Right.
And that's what's being done right now. And the Malaysians are now fully in with the Chinese.
Wow. You see, the Chinese know how to make a deal. Give you an example. If we open the door up between Alaska and America to say, okay, China, you're now planning in the next decade to build, I think, some hundreds of thousands of miles of high-speed rail. We don't have 10 miles. We would have a high-speed tunnels and so on, bringing oil and gas and other materials across from Alaska to Russia and Asia. We would have a gas pipeline that would mean that China doesn't have to use poor quality coal that's literally salting the earth with heavy metals, mercury, etc. I sat in a meeting 12 years ago from the U.S. Geological Survey and NASA at our environmental meeting in Colorado Springs for the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, and the NASA and U.S. Geological showed that 83% of the mercury landing on our veggies in America comes from dirty coal in China. So if we just simply made a deal with these guys, they'd be happier than anything. They have cheaper energy. We wouldn't have pollution. And because of the collaboration of the Silk Trail, why would we go to war? Why? There would be no point. It's not a good business move.
Well, this is what LaRouche always talks about is something that a term that Edward Teller coined, which is the common interests of mankind. And, of course, he took that from Franklin Roosevelt and the Four Freedoms. But
right.
this idea, the common interests or the common aims of mankind, this is what Kennedy articulated in his famous Georgetown speech in the summer of 1963, when he announced the U.S. was proceeding with a nuclear test ban treaty with Russia.
Right.
And he said, don't we all breathe the same air?
Right.
Don't we all have the same wishes for our children and grandchildren?
Well, those are the words of John F. Kennedy, wasn't it, weren't they?
Yeah, that's what Kennedy said.
Yeah.
And so this idea that we supersede war by cooperation, what stands in the way of that? Well, what stands in the way is the idea of the phony idea of America first, which is America must dictate the terms. And who? Where does that come from? It comes from Wall Street, and it comes from the City of London, which uses Wall Street and uses American military power to impose its policies.
Right.
So as long as we have Wall Street and the City of London dictating policy through people like Obama, the Bushes, the Clintons, and so on, we're going to be in a situation where we have a danger of war.
Well, now, the Russians just announced their Satan II missile. We call it Satan II. The Russians don't want to retool their military so they engage America in a nuclear war. They don't want to have their people hiding in bunkers underground when the world is destroyed. They want to have a future where Russian people can come to American universities and vice versa, where advanced technologies like the Russians, I have on my desk, a Metapathy 100 developed by the Nonlinear Institute in Russia with the cosmonauts, is the most advanced quantum diagnostic machine on the planet. The Russians in many areas of science and the Chinese are leading the world. And yet, instead of collaborating on these things and expanding them or even hiring the engineers to bring high-speed rail to America, we want to fight with them? How crazy is that?
Well, Bill, let me tell you a funny joke. I was meeting yesterday with a group of people who used to be professors at the Humboldt University in Berlin, which was the main educational center in East Germany, East Berlin.
Right. Right.
And so one of these guys was an economist, and he said, you know, the old joke was, why go to war with countries? Just send them East German economists. Now, he said the new joke is no longer East German economists, because East Germany doesn't exist anymore.
Right, it's gone.
Send them American economists. That'll destroy our enemies quicker than anything else.
Well, the economic policies of Obama is to cause a meltdown to healthcare, to kill people, to actually destroy practices, to reduce the innovation in healthcare. We should be the number one nation on the planet. I've talked to people who go to China, and they look to America for innovation. The problem is that we have these regulatory policies, all these crazy things. For example, my idea of healthcare is not to set up a dialectic of always single payer is bad. I want competition in healthcare like Trump wants, but I want to have a system where you can have a value-added tax, and you have a system where if doctors want to be hired and never have to worry about malpractice, and they can work part-time if they're seniors or they're female doctors and they want to have a family, it's their business. And then people can make sure they can go to a healthcare system where they never have to pay a premium because there's a value-added tax, and the system will gradually expand to take more and more people. There'll still be private insurance because people want to have concierge healthcare where a doctor will come to their home or they'll get special things. That's fine. If they can afford that, the problem is let the market take care of that. But what we have right now is a system where it's designed to blow up the healthcare system. It's not designed to bring things good. It's designed to bring things bad because the globalists that are behind PNAC and so on want population reduction. They want to kill off the seniors. They don't want healthy seniors that live to be 100 years of age. They don't want life extension technology. They don't want diseases slain. I've heard 5,000 drugs in the thing. I'm not a drug person, but there are drugs that I'm sure can help many different conditions, whether it's ALS or MS or something else. And those drugs are being held up in regulation by the Fatal Drugs Allowed people. At the same time, they're trying to get rid of natural nutraceuticals like vinpocetine. It's an orphan drug nutraceutical for 40-plus years, and they're trying to actually take it over to remove it from the hands of people like me that have it as brain power, one of our nutraceuticals. So what we have is a meddlesome government that interferes with innovation, wants to kill people, and wants to melt down the healthcare system, and they're doing a damn good job.
Well, and I was just the final point I want to make, because I just have another minute or two, I know, is that to defeat this power of the financial interests, Glass-Steagall is the best weapon we have. It's in the Congress. It's being discussed in the European Parliament. We need people to have the courage now to say, we're not going to wait to see what's going to happen November 8th. We're not going to wait to see what Hillary might do or Trump might do.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you have to move forward. Yeah.
Glass-Steagall in now to take the power away from the biggest killers on this planet.
Right.
That is the bankers who run Obama and run
Hillary, yeah.
Hillary
or anybody else, even leaders in Europe, the same thing.
Cameron in Britain and so on.
Yeah. By the way, you can stay for the next segment if you want to. I mean,
I need the time here.
Very good. Well, we'll see you next week, and if we can, I'd like to do some videos. Now, what day would be good for us to do some video updates of all this material?
Maybe on Sunday. Did it work out, the one we did last week?
We can do it on a Sunday or a Saturday. We can do that. Yeah, that'll work out fine. You can pick up
whichever day. Did it work out, the one that we did?
Oh, yeah. In fact, it's all posted up on Vimeo and on YouTube. And, you know, it's amazing how fast we get hits. I mean, I post, and within hours, we've got hundreds of hits. And, you know,
if you can, send me a link. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, I'll send those links over to you by Skype so you'll have that. Okay. You know, it's really valuable because when we put up the websites, we put up information, and I want to put more videos up there too that will explain some of these issues, because you got great videos on LaRouchePAC.com and also EIR Executive Intelligence Review, LaRouchePUB.com. You know, for decades, Lyndon and your team has been producing solutions, and it's the idea of the collaboration of mankind across national borders. It doesn't mean destroying nations like the globalists. It means strong nations that want to collaborate so we have a future for mankind.
Well, people should go to LaRouchePAC.com, check it out.
Yeah, exactly. And again, the Silk Trail is a perfect example that when you have trade, you don't go to war.
All right, Bill, see you next week.
Yeah, thank you. We'll be back in a moment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient, with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there, well,
the comments today in the news on Drudge is that if it's Hillary, it's World War III. And it, of course, Trump says Clinton's policy on Syria would lead to World War III. Absolutely. In fact, this analysis comes out of the German Minister of Defense we talked about with Harley. It is craziness. Now, I want you to know out there, if you're voting or doing early voting or voting on voting day, that Hillary Clinton is a monster. Now, I know Adele, who's a British actor, singer, actually did a private, I guess, thing for the birthday of Hillary, who's, by the way, this is her 69th birthday, so the Wicked Witch of the West, the Hildebeest, is, it's her birthday. Well, happy birthday, Hildebeest. But I can tell you, she needs to retire from politics. Someone needs to do an expose, and this woman needs to repent before she goes to meet her maker, because she is going to fairly soon. She's got terminal Parkinson's disease, many other health conditions, and I would say, considering the poor quality of care by Lisa Bardak and her other affiliated doctors, she's probably got 1 to 2 years left before she meets her maker. The fact is that when you look at this analysis, it isn't open to a lot of, you know, alternative viewpoints, because when you look at the policies, directly challenging Russia, trying to set up no-fly zones, etc., this is the kind of craziness you're going to have. A couple of issues that are going on here. The smoking gun. Cheryl Mills tells Podesta, we need to clean up this up. Obama has emails from her. Obama lied to the public about his situation. In fact, it's very obvious now that Obama is busted. Emails unleash hell on the administration. So WikiLeaks shows the president lied to the nation that he didn't know about the situation. He's a lying piece of garbage. That's why we call him the lying king, and she's the lying queen. How's that? Now, let's look at some of the other important news here. White House Watch. Now, we're looking at the polls, and it, when you look at things like Rasmussen poll, et cetera, it doesn't talk about the energy of the people that are going to show up at the voting day. It doesn't show the energy of the people who are going to make sure the people come out to the polls. It doesn't show the determination of people to understand that if they do try to steal the election, and in fact, one of the Texas areas that had such difficult trouble, the county switched it to paper ballots after the electronic voting glitches occurred too many times. And, I think people should start to understand that what's going on right now is way over the top. For example, Texas County switches to paper ballots. This is from an article here posted up. Texas County switched to emergency paper ballots after electronic voting machines in the region suffered technical glitches. This is a County of Chambers press release from today. Actually, the press release was from Monday. That's when the whole problem started. And then they finally make a determination to switch to the emergency paper ballots. They should have actually, right in the middle of the, even though it was 2 weeks to election day, less than 2 weeks, just stopped the election. Because there's so much stuff now from the latest version of information videos from Project Veritas showing the corruption to start violence in Trump rallies to interference, to setting up this duck. There's so many things going on. There's no way we want this monster in the White House putting everything in America up for sale. She sold 20% of her uranium. Everything will be literally up for sale. It'll be a fire sale for America if the Hildebeest gets in there. Back in a moment, hour number two, our health and wellness hour. Hour number three, Bill Warner, political Islam. An amazing analysis of our current events and what's going on. And tomorrow, first hour, Leo Lionzagami from Rome, hopefully with his higher bandwidth. And we did a video the other day on the weekend. We'll have much better audio. We'll be back in a moment. Hour number two coming up. If you have questions on health issues, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Call in.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.